Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
Do not curse the king, even in your thoughts. And do not curse a rich person, even in your bedroom, for a bird of the sky might carry the message, and a winged creature may report the matter. So, point here is, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Now, you might say, wait a second, that's already in the list. I noticed that too. I guess the writer just thinks that's important. He puts it in here twice. He's got a list of 8 principles in one chapter on how to live a wise life, and 2 of them are about controlling your tongue. That should tell us something, right? But this time, this is what's interesting. This time, he doesn't just say control your tongue. He tells you how. He gives you the how to. Underline that phrase in your Bible, even in your thoughts, in verse 20. That's key. This is how you control what comes out of your mouth. You control your thoughts. Did you know that complaining about someone in leadership or complaining, period, is sin, it's wrong, even if it's just in your thoughts? Even if it never even comes out of your mouth, it's just in your mind. You never open your mouth once, you can still be guilty of the sin of complaining, because complaints that stay in your mind and you never speak them are heard in heaven still. And sooner or later they're going to come out of your mouth anyway. They will. It's going to happen. Because, and that's the principle here, is the key to controlling your tongue is controlling your thoughts. If your thoughts and words are such that you have to be careful who's listening. I mean, if you're about to say something, all of a sudden you have to look and see, okay, is she here? Okay. That's not good. Right? That's not good. You should be able to, I mean, the goal should be able to just speak whatever's on your mind. And it doesn't matter who's there, because it's uplifting and it's beneficial and it's profitable. And it's loving. We shouldn't have anything to hide. Because if you're the type that has to look around first before you speak, eventually you're going to get yourself in trouble, because it's going to come out. It's going to slip out. It's going to show up in your mannerisms. It's going to show up in your body language. It's going to show up in your facial expressions somehow. And you're going to say it to the wrong person, and a little bird is going to carry it and tell somebody. That's what he says here in verse 20. It's going to get around. So the goal is to just get so you don't have anything to hide. Whatever you're thinking is good. If people could see your thoughts, they would be honored. If your wife, your husband could see your attitude and your thoughts towards them, they would be honored. So really, we could change this last point to, instead of watch your mouth, watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. That's the key. In fact, turn to Job 31. I'll just close with this. But Job is right before the book of Psalms. Job chapter 31. Very familiar verse, this first verse. You've heard this quoted many, many times. But I think the real power behind it is the next 3 verses. So verse 1, we've heard this. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. So you've heard that. He's like, okay, that's great. Great. Sounds like an excellent plan. Covenant with my eyes. I will not look lustfully. Problem is, I've made that covenant with my eyes 1,000 times, and I still can't seem to control my eyes whenever a girl who's not modestly dressed walks by. You know, I see a pretty girl, and then so much for my covenant. What's the secret to actually following through? I made this covenant with my eyes. How can I follow through on it and remain faithful to it? Well, that's the next 3 verses. You can remain faithful by understanding these next 3 verses. He says, "For what is man's lot from God above and his heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not ruin for the wicked and disaster for those who do wrong? Does he not see my steps or my ways and count my every step?" Now, underlining your thinking, that phrase, every step, that's key. Did you know that your thoughts are all, they're steps. You're taking steps. They're moving your life. Your thoughts are the movement of your life in a certain direction, towards a certain destination. Very important thing to realize, because many people think that they're not moving. Their life isn't moving in one direction or the other until they act, or at least speak. But Job understood that if you just entertain certain thoughts, those are steps in the direction of impurity. See, your thoughts are movement. They move your life. They move you along in some direction. So ask yourself, what direction are my thoughts taking me most of the time? Where are you going in your life? A lot of times people, they're wrestling with sin. They're like, man, I wish I could stop. I want to stop this. I'm going to never do this again. And then you never have success. You just fall and fall and stumble and stumble and stumble. And if you could see into that person's mind, you would see that's the direction their thoughts are going the whole time. It's no mystery why they keep stumbling. They entertain that sin in their mind for 2 minutes. That's 2 minutes of traveling in the direction of that sin. And then a little later on, for 5 or 10 minutes, you're moving farther. And by the end of the day, they turn around. If they could just turn around at the end of the day and see their tracks, see their footsteps through that day, they would say, mostly, they're just moving in this direction towards this sin. And then they get, when they have the opportunity to act, you know, they get some temptation arises and they fall to the temptation right away. Like, I did it again. Why do I always do this? Like, I resolved not to do it, and now I did it. Why has that happened to me? And they're shocked. And they're going to be shocked that if they could see their footsteps, they would say, you've been walking this way the whole time. Why are you shocked? I mean, don't walk in towards a certain destination all day and then be shocked when you arrive there. That's why Romans 13:14 says, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Just don't think that way, because that moves you that way. Instead, set your mind on things above. Things that are true and noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. Think on those things. Because the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. If we subject our minds to the influence of the Holy Spirit, you say, wait, how do I do that? This is what the Holy Spirit has to say. You want to subject your mind to the influence of the Holy Spirit? It's in Scripture. Okay? He inspired that. You subject your mind to the influence of the Holy Spirit. The more we do that, the more our words and our actions will accomplish all these wisdom principles. They will win us favor rather than create problems and swallow us up. And as you strive to walk with the Lord and walk in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be able to, if you control your thoughts, that will control your words, and you'll be able to do all these things. You'll be able to have a control of your tongue. You'll be able to have a plan, not be lazy. When somebody gets mad at you, you'll be able to remain calm. You'll be able to expect trouble in life so that you can deal with it. You'll sharpen your axe. You'll use your axe. You'll know when to do each. And when you stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, He will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Let's pray. That's what we want to hear, Lord. We just want to please You. We want to have lives that glorify You. Make us a wise people. And Lord, I want to ask You for one other thing. I'm a little nervous about this sermon because folly invades our lives so much. We all stumble in so many ways that there's a danger that a sermon like this could be discouraging. And people could hear it and fall into self-condemnation. Walk out of here just discouraged. Oh, I'm blowing it. Lord, rescue us from that. We don't need to condemn ourselves. You haven't condemned us, and we don't need to try to overturn Your judgment. Let us, instead of being discouraged, just be motivated to say, Lord, I see some wisdom. There are some areas of wisdom in my life, and thank You for that. And Lord, for the areas of folly, thank You for showing me the next steps to take to move towards more wisdom. Thank You for guiding us, Lord, by Your word. We pray all that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, I'm glad you made it today. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be the Q&A from this sermon that we've been listening to the last 4 podcasts. Here are some of the questions that are addressed in that Q&A. First, how do you make time for everything when you're super busy, like you're a homemaker and you have a full-time job or whatever, you're just ultra busy? How do you get it all in? Second question is related. How do you overcome workaholism, and at what point are you working too hard? Third, how can you make all this relying on the Lord and not relying too much on your own ingenuity? Anytime we talk about a wisdom passage like that, it can get so that we sort of forget about the enabling power of the Holy Spirit and we think it's just human effort. What makes these principles we've talked about the last few weeks Christian, since this works for everyone. These principles work for everyone, so what makes them specifically Christian? Next, how much risk is it wise to take? And then finally, how to balance paid hours of work with volunteer hours. So we'll be talking about all those questions next time. Hope you can make it. This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear the full-length version of today's message, you can find that on treasuringgod.com, or just get our free Food for Your Soul sermon app. And if you find this podcast helpful, you can help other people find it by sharing a link on social media, giving us a rating or review on iTunes, or, best of all, tell a friend about us. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God.